There's not a whole lot of information around this rumor, but they did. There it has been reported that she has been going in and out. Sophie Thatcher has done a couple of things in the nerd realm recently. I honestly can't remember what they are. But the reason we're talking about this really is kind of to address the confusion that is happening around everything that's happening on Disney Plus's Star Wars series. So we have the. Oh, hello, Nerdy Legion. Short episode. I mean, like, kind of excessively short. The rumor mill is pretty sizable, so we're going to spend a lot of time in there. That being said, thank you for joining me. I am Dustin, bringing you the headlines right here on Comic Talk today. This is the Comic Talk headlines, and now we're going to just jump into the news. Let's talk TV streaming, and TV streaming is a bummer of a section today, guys. So first up, we have no follow-ups. We have no corrections to make either. But we do have a couple of deaths, and they're a couple of... Well, one of them is really big. The other one is only really big if you're into cartoons. But Alex Trebek is the really big one. Alex Trebek, if you don't know, is host probably one of the nerdiest game show hosts in existence, in the best kind of way, and he passed at the age of 80 this past week. He had been long battling pancreatic cancer, and that is what in the end took him. Reportedly, just a real sad time that 80 years old. I feel like there could have been a little bit more with Alex Trebek, but I mean, Jeopardy is going to continue, and we're just waiting to see exactly who's going to replace him, but. In the meantime, man, we're going to take a moment for Mr. Trebek. And then our next piece is another death that has happened this week that is affecting the TV news, and it's Ken Spears. So that might not be the most recognizable name to really anyone. Aside from maybe he's Britney Spears' dad? No. No, he's not Britney Spears' dad. Ken Spears is one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo. And that's just, I mean, he was a little bit older. He was 82. And his was a little bit more tragic in that it was the thing that took him was complications from Lewy body dementia. I don't know what the difference between regular dementia and Lewy body dementia is, but either way, sad times for the animated community. I mean, I just love Scooby-Doo, and very few cartoons older than that are that freaking nerdy, unless it's like the Justice League or Justice Friends. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Meanwhile, back in the Hall of Justice. But yeah, so Ken Spears, we're going to take a moment for Mr. Spears as well. Okay, so now that I have thoroughly depressed you, let's talk about the one piece of news that we are getting in TV streaming, and that comes from George R.R. Martin, and it is all about the Game of Thrones prequel series, House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon is in the casting phase. I guess technically this is a follow-up, but House of the Dragon is in the casting phase. And we know that is 100% legit. They have set up shop in London to go. They're on pre-production for the show, so it's only a matter of time. Hopefully, now that we have potentially vaccines and such for the virus, we will be seeing more of these kinds of announcements. That is everything for TV streaming, though. Let's talk about movies, and we only have one piece in movies, and this also technically is kind of a follow-up because it's not a big piece, but James Gunn has confirmed that he has completed the script for Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but don't take that to mean that they're going into production anytime soon, because it's not on the schedule until I believe the end of next year for them to go into production. So between now and then, he's finishing up the Suicide Squad movie, and then he's going to be doing the season of Peacemaker, and then he will go into production on Guardians of the Galaxy. It's not a COVID-related delay necessarily. He said that the reason it's gone this long is because that's the way it's been scheduled this whole time, minus the Peacemaker thing. But the Peacemaker was just advantageous because there was that gap of time, so he filled it with a TV show. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's effectively what it is. So that's, again, short episode, guys. All we've got for movies. Let's talk rumors. Rumor mill is swimming with all kinds of wonderful things. So without much further ado, we're going to start with Star Wars. We have a few things to talk about in Star Wars. First up is the quasi-announcement or leak or something to do with Sophie Thatcher. Sophie Thatcher is rumored to be up for a role somewhere the reason I put this in here, because there's not a whole lot of information around this rumor, but it has been reported that she has been going in and out. Sophie Thatcher has done a couple of things in the nerd realm recently. I honestly can't remember what they are, but the reason we're talking about this really is kind of to address the confusion that is happening around everything that's happening on Disney Plus's Star Wars series. So we have the Boba Fett series and the Mandalorian season 3 series, both of which different outlets were saying, oh, it's Boba Fett that's going into production next week. No, it's Mandalorian that's going into production next week. What's going on? Well, it seems that the facility that they have built, I forget what it's called, but the facility that they have built that you've seen in all of those awesome videos, and hopefully I can get some footage playing right here for the video portion of this, but you've seen the footage of this really awesome thing that Jon Favreau got to use for season 1 and 2, and the upgraded version of it for season 2 is that much more awesome, where it's not a green screen. It is a giant legit screen that wraps around. Effectively, they built a giant box that inside is a super high def screen that you can make your background. You can make all of this wonderful. So there's only one of these that they're using. I'm pretty sure there's only one that they've built, but we don't know that for certain. But there's at least only one that they're using. So everyone is trying to shoot on this thing at all times possible. So the assumption is that they're shooting multiple things at once, because we know that Warner Brothers has done this for the Justice League movies. We went with the Suicide Squad. The little cameo that Ezra Miller had in that was shot on set for the Justice League movie and then used for the Suicide Squad movie. So yeah, there's a lot of back and forth that we know is going on, and it's very incestuous in that way. So it's kind of making the ability to leak this information, the ability to relay this information without an official announcement as to what's going on, is a little bit more confusing. So that's why when somebody gets announced as she's been witnessed to be on set filming for something Disney Star Wars, what that thing is is really up to anyone, because we have confirmation that there are at least 3, very likely up to 5 or even 7 Disney Plus series that have to do with the Star Wars universe. So she could really be up for any of them. Our next rumor is actually kind of in a similar vein as to the last bit of that statement, in that there's up to 7 potential series. Well, now it sounds like Liam Neeson is going to be returning to a galaxy far, far away, possibly for a Qui-Gon series, though again, it's kind of hard to tell. He could be coming back as a Force ghost for the Obi-Wan series, or as a flashback for the Obi-Wan series. It really depends on which source you're going to. They're just taking a stab in the dark. So Liam Neeson returning for something is the real rumor here. Exactly what that is, I'm not even going to try and take a stab at. And then we have another one that is, again, similar vein. Oscar Isaacs is now being also rumored to be making a return as Poe Dameron for some sort of series. This is another Disney Plus thing that very likely he's coming back for. And then a gaming rumor that's attached to all of this Star Wars is that Microsoft's again Series X that launches today is possibly getting some sort of exclusive Mandalorian game, according to rumors. Now that one's probably a little bit easier to pin down, and we'll actually have a legit response to that for the next episode, so we will be following up on this. But likelihood for all of these things. So Sophie Thatcher, because she's a kind of an up-and-coming actor and not really super popular, sure. Why wouldn't she be in Star Wars? We're going to say likelihood that she's doing something Star Wars, probably about 80%. I have no reason to believe otherwise, but there is still a probability that she's not. The next rumor, Liam Neeson returning for some sort of Qui-Gon thing. Yes, I think this is legit to an extent. I don't think Liam Neeson is coming back for a Qui-Gon series. I do think Liam Neeson is coming back for a Qui-Gon flashback or Force Ghost cameo or something along those lines. So Liam Neeson returning, again, we're going to say about 90% there. Liam Neeson returning for a Qui-Gon series, we're going to go the exact opposite and go 10% for a Qui-Gon series. I don't think that's happening. Next was the Oscar Isaacs rumor. Returning as Poe Dameron, yeah, sure. This one is a little bit less likely. We're going to say about 70% likely that he's going to be returning as Poe Dameron for some sort of cameo, be it flashbacks or otherwise, because there has been kind of a back and forth with Oscar Isaac saying, well, I do want to do Star Wars. No, I think I'm done with Star Wars. I think I'm moving on. And he's kind of waffled a little bit. So that kind of makes it a little less certain. Returning for a Poe Dameron series? No, I'm going to say there's 0% chance right now, as it stands right now, that we're going to see a Poe Dameron series. Maybe in like 2 or 3 years, that might be a possibility. In the upcoming year to 2 years, probably not. And then the Series X Mandalorian exclusive game, I'm saying 10% chance that this is going to happen. I think that there is going to be Mandalorian games. I don't think there's one in development. We would have gotten rumor of it sooner rather than the day before it happens, because I just found this yesterday. So that's not super freaking likely. Down the road, sure, I think they're going to develop a Mandalorian game, absolutely. But that's going to be at least 5 years out at this point. So that is all of the Star Wars rumors. Let's move now over to some other Disney action with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. We now have a couple of new rumors. Remember, we keep adding to the list of cameos that they're reportedly putting in this movie. We now have rumors that Deadpool, Tom Holland Spider-Man, and Joaquin Phoenix as an alternate universe Doctor Strange are going to be in this movie. We'll get to that in a second. And then we also have Tobey Maguire, not Andrew Garfield, just Tobey Maguire being rumored to show up as his version of Spider-Man in this movie as well. So the first one, because they were all together, Deadpool, Tom Holland, and Joaquin Phoenix Spider-Man, or Joaquin Phoenix Doctor Strange, that was one rumor together. So I feel like that's fairly likely. The Joaquin Phoenix is the one that kind of throws a wrench in things, so I'm going to put about a 75% chance that that's legit. I can't see why they wouldn't do Deadpool and Tom Holland, especially if the rumors are true that Ryan Reynolds is getting the biggest Marvel contract ever. That all kind of adds up. So Joaquin Phoenix is the only one that's kind of, you throw that on there. It's like a politician bookmarking stuff for their, you know, whoever's giving them money kind of stuff. That's the thing that kind of, I lose a little bit of faith. As for the Tobey Maguire rumor, this one I feel like is slightly less. Until we get confirmation that he is absolutely going to be in Spider-Man 3, I cannot give much credence to other rumors that are built on that rumor. So this is kind of built on that rumor. We're looking at probably a 20 to 30% chance that Tobey Maguire will make an appearance in Doctor Strange. So next we're moving over to Black Widow. Jeremy Renner and Scarlett Johansson have apparently kind of sort of alluded to the fact that Hawkeye is going to be making an appearance in the Black Widow movie that we might see someday in theaters. I don't see why this wouldn't happen. I almost want to say it's 100% likely that it's going to happen, but like that, I can never say that. So we're going to put a 90% on this guy and call it good. 90% chance that this is going to happen. We will be seeing. I believe it personally 100% that there's going to be some sort of cameo by Hawkeye, because they keep talking about Budapest and what happened in Budapest. Well, we're going to finally answer it in the Black Widow movie. But then you have to have Hawkeye if that's the case. So yeah, 90% likelihood that that's going to be a thing. Next is Wonder Woman 1984. This one's a real quickie. The rumor is that they're moving it from Christmas Day to sometime in June. I think this is very, very freaking likely for multiple reasons that we've covered a number of times on the show. So I'm going to say even more probable than the previous rumor. We're looking at 95%. I don't know if June's the time that's going to get moved to, but 95% that it's going to get moved, and then probably 80% that's going to be June. Just all of this just kind of seems to add up. Next is Black Adam. Black Adam is now said to be fully cast, and we are going to be getting casting announcements in a week or two, was the way the rumor was worded. And both of the sources that reported on this both said about a week or two is when we're going to be hearing about it. We'll get into why that kind of makes sense with the next rumor, because that's also a similar thing. So a likelihood that this is a thing, I'm going to say about 80%. This is going to be a real easy one to shut down, because in 2 weeks, if we don't hear anything, then we have an absolute confirmation that that is garbage. All right, so next we're talking about Green Lantern. This is, again, a similar rumor in that HBO Max has cast the show, and they will be making those announcements in the next week or two. Now, the reason is because this time it's HBO Max. It's a Warner Brothers wide thing. It's a company wide thing for Warner Brothers, because they wanted to wait for the election dust to settle, and then they were going to start to make these announcements, because they didn't think people were going to pay attention to the thing that's going to take their mind off of the stress that is this election. Yeah, I can see why a production company would do that. So, sure, that makes sense. Likelihood that HBO Max, again, we're looking at probably about an 80% likelihood that this is legit the case. So our next rumor is a repeat rumor to a degree, just from new sources. This rumor has to do with Black Panther 2. We now have a new word on the way they're going to be replacing Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa. There were rumors originally that they weren't going to put him in at all, and that they were just going to kill him off screen. And then there were rumors that they were going to have him on screen with some sort of way to pass the mantle down to Shuri. I forget the actress's name. I apologize. Letitia Wright, I think, maybe. Now we have a new rumor that's kind of built on those previous two rumors, saying that not only is he going to be on screen, but he's going to have a body double, and that body double is going to be there for a fair amount of time of the opening of the movie, and we're going to see the death of T'Challa on screen, and that is going to be how Shuri takes over the mantle. Also, this rumor goes on to say that the battle that we're going to see at the beginning of the movie is with the Atlanteans, and potentially even Namor is going to be a part of this, and maybe even Namor is the one that kills T'Challa. So, first rumor is that we're going to be seeing Chadwick Boseman on screen. We've covered this. Now that there are more places talking about it, I think it kind of legitimizes it a little bit more, so we're going to up it to about 75% likelihood. And then as far as Namor and the Atlanteans, I really think that's going to be a long-running story arc in the MCU, so I'm going to give this a little bit more credence than probably I should. We're going to say about 65% likelihood that Namor and the Atlanteans are going to be maybe not the big bad in this movie, but they're going to be present, and they're going to be the reason for T'Challa's death at the beginning of the movie. So that's what we've got there. Next, we're moving over to Deadpool, and this is the final rumor for the movie, or for the episode. Woo! Deadpool is now rumored to be in production, or pre-production at the very least, on 3 movies. One of those 3 movies is a buddy movie with Tom Holland's Spider-Man. That sounds freaking awesome. I believe there were like 3 different sources on this one. I know there were at least 2. I'm trying to remember if the third one said it or not. Either way, Deadpool buddy movie with Spider-Man. We're going to get a buddy superhero movie with Tom Holland and Ryan Reynolds. I think that's freaking awesome, if you want to believe the rumor. So likelihood that this is a thing, man, this is rumor built on rumor. So as much as I want this to be awesome and I want this to be a thing, I don't feel like I can give it that much credence. So I'm going to put this up just because I'm excited about it. I should probably put this at 30%, but because I'm this excited about it, and because I feel like Disney is not stupid, we're going to say 50-50% chance that we are going to see Deadpool Spidey movie. They've done it in the comic books. It was really popular in the comic books. I want to give this higher than 50%, but that's as high as I can give it because it's a rumor based on a rumor. And that's all the rumor mill we got, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com to see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. And please subscribe to this one and all of those as well, or any of those that you see fit. And also, if you want to go deeper into the nerd news world, if you want to get a little bit more music heavy and such and so on and so forth, then join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.